This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters, and we declare and bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also bear witness that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and the final messenger. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a deen that gives us the navigation, the roadmap towards the actual place that we are meant for, and that is Jannah, inshallah. And in order to reach out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various means and methods in order to reach out there, to facilitate the Muslims, the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah in the Quran and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic ahadith guided us in a way that would help us to reach our final goal. And one of the powerful ways to reach out there is the topic of today's khutbah. It is actually a supplication, a dua, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and consistently. And this is the topic of today's khutbah. And the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, my Lord, O Allah, make me ever returning to You. O Allah, make me, help me, enable me to turn to You ever. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you look at our lives, we are fleeing away from the reality. We're trying to chase our goals, which is not really meant for us as an end goal. And therefore, it acts like a reminder for myself and all of you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means you have someone whom you can rely on. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mean you have someone when there is no one for you. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you need Him. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mean that you need His help in every affair of your life. And this is the ma'noon, the tariqah, the method, the way of the prophets and
and all the righteous people, they used to turn to Allah ever in their lives. We have a misconception, or we go by our natural circumstances, that when only we need Allah, we turn to Allah. Only when we need Allah, when we are in a problem, we want to turn to Allah. When we are in difficulty, we want to turn to Allah. That's very good. There is no problem at all. But don't forget Allah when you are at ease as well. And that is the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite. Oh Allah, make me someone who is always remembering you. Make me who is always obedient to you. Make me someone who is humble towards you. Make me someone who grieves to you alone. Make me someone who is ever returning to you alone. We need Allah in all the times. In the times of ease, in the times of difficulties. Failing are those who turn to Allah only in the times of tests, difficulties, problems, challenges. And successful are those who turn to Allah in both the times, because they realize that success comes from Allah. So when we enjoy, when we have a blessing, we thank Allah by turning to Allah. And when we have problems, tests, challenges, we turn to Allah because we know the solution comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer is always in a win-win situation. If he has problems, he's patient, and that's good for him, as the Prophet ﷺ said. And if he's enjoyment, he has blessings, favors, bounties, ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always thankful to Allah. He knows that this is not his capability. It's not because of this ability. He worked because Allah wanted him to work. But the result, it comes from Allah alone. And that is the beauty that we need to understand and master, the art of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He commands us in the Quran to turn to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all you who believe, addressing to none other except you and me. Oh, you believe. Tubu ilallah. Tubu ilallah tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to turn to Him with a sincere repentance. My beloved brothers and sisters, when was the last time that I committed a sin? Was it yesterday? Was it 2 hours before? Was it an hour before? Was it a moment before? When was it? We know that we are in a mess of sins, and we need to realize that we can never be free from it. We can never be free from it. And the only solution, the only rescue, the only hope is Allah Rabbul Izzah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, he being the title who was engraved with Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, he formed himself to make sure that he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the prophets, they always turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they knew that they need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their success. And every one of us, without an exception, would want success for sure. Fi dunya wa akhirah. Success, to look at it only in dunya, is a narrow-minded. We need to be forecasting. We need to have a long-term perspective. That develops only when we actually ponder over the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah programs our minds. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be righteous. He wants us to come back to Allah. And wallahi, my brothers and sisters, it is an action of ibadah when you turn to Allah. When you have no need, for instance, you still turn to Allah. how powerful would that be? And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. As he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah indeed loves those who turn to Allah and those who purify themselves. We are not perfect, and therefore we need the power of repentance. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which should be our daily habit. It should be something which is a part and parcel of our regular routine of the day. And this is how we are always connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, how much time do we spend? Even if we pray 5 times a day, how many times or how much time in 24 hours do we spend constantly in the prayer? 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, not more than that. What about the 22 hours? So you can make your potential day by getting connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is needed for all of us to realize, because lot of us are going in a direction where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you running? Where are you going? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What makes you forgetful about your Lord? It's a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like Allah with emotions calling you and me to turn to Him. Before it's too late, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night and in the day. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your ease and difficult situations, and you see the power of blessing that comes to you and me in a way that we never imagine. We would never imagine how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our lives. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He told us to follow those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Allah says, so follow those who return to Allah constantly. Follow who? Follow the prophets and the messengers. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who instructed us again and again, turn to Allah. That's your success. That's your way. That's your hope. That's your rescue. In order to be successful and have a pleasant journey of life in this world and have success in the year after. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. We commit evil things many times. What is the solution? As we know from the Quran and the Sunnah, the scholars have described, there are 4 ways that you can actually consider as the conditions of repentance. Number one, immediately stop it. Stop it and feel that that's a sin. Acknowledgement of that particular sin is the first step of your success. First step of your success is acknowledging. Admit that, oh Allah, I have committed this sin. Admit it. Because you're not confessing to no one. And you do not have to confess like other faiths have. The confession box and the rest. Our plea, our complaint, our secrets are only meant to be disclosed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even to your mother, not even to your father. No one if you have committed a sin and I have committed a sin, I need to go back to Allah and tell Allah I did this, because He knows the moment I do it, the moment I intend to do it, the moment I did it, He is well aware of the fact that I've done it. So admit it. Acknowledge. That's number one. Number two, you stop it immediately. Meaning that you don't plan to do it again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not like perpetual sinner. That He does one sin and He plans for the other sin. He does second sin and He plans for the third. And then He plans for the third and the fourth and the next. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to give this all with certain conditions, that you first admit it. You stop it and you feel regretful about it. And plan not to stop, not to continue it, not to do it. If it happens, do the same thing again. How long? Every time. And that's the topic of today. That's the dua. We ask Allah, oh Allah, make me ever return to you. So I don't know. I can't put, 2020, I'll stop myself. No, I don't know. There is no way that I know my deadline. I don't know. Where can I cross the point? So I will do it ever again. So the first thing you admit, you stop it and you don't plan to do it ever again. And then you seek forgiveness from Allah, being remorseful about the sin that you've committed. These are some of the conditions that we need to consider, my brothers and sisters, in order to be able to see the forgiveness and the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it is something which is very much open for us, that we are getting trapped into those things. But the way out is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are various ways and means that we turn to Allah. Number one, as I mentioned, you be alone. And that's the perfect time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls out every single day, the last bar of the night, Allah calls out, is there anyone who would like to be forgiven? I forgive the sins. Is there anyone who would like to want anything? I will grant it every single day. Until the last day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps calling you and me. Is there anyone who would like to be forgiven? I am ready. I am ready. I am available. Anytime you are sincere, my arms are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves you to turn to Him. Because that's the acknowledgement of rububiyyah. That's the Lord that we have. That's the Lord we worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He forgives sins and He forgives something which can never be chased out. Subhanallah. And that's the dua. We think that we have to do it only in Ramadan. Only in Ramadan we try to intend and ask Allah with the attribute of Al-Afu. Inna Allah yuhibbul tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Afu. He is Al-Afu, which means He accepts repentance. He accepts your forgiveness. And He wipes it out such a way that it was never there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive and to show mercy. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The need, my brothers and sisters, is to turn to Allah through the prayers. Through the prayers. This is a very powerful way that we turn to Allah. Whenever you find, sad, misery, you find troublesome, you find problems in situation, pray 2 rak'ah, and in sujood, ask Allah, oh Allah, I turn to you for problems that I have. Oh Allah, I thank you for the solutions I have. Oh Allah, I make tawbah to you right here in sujood. That's a powerful way of seeking the forgiveness and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pondering over the Quran will help us realize that if we don't do tawbah now, and if we end our lives without turning to Allah, what a mess we will face in the hereafter. That perspective, that open-mindedness only will come when we read the Quran, when we know the atrocities of the hellfire, when we know the pleasures of Jannah, when we know the pain, the punishment of the hellfire, if we are not aware of it, we will not be able to have that feeling of urge to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be ever returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ever repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We know, oh Allah, we are sinners, but we know ultimately you are the extremely generous, extremely merciful, and extremely forgiving. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Bless us with guidance, bless us with mercy, bless us with blessings and bounties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who are in problems, in difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure those who are sick with illnesses and diseases and different kind of difficult situations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them remove from those situations and grant them peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and protect and grant the well-being to the rulers of this beautiful country, the United Arab Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslim lands. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and protect all the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately to make us among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idukum la'allakum tadhakkarun wa aqimus salat.